We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's check out some golf, shall we? Senior writer for the Action Network, live at the U.S. Open, Jason Sobel joining us on the line on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jason, how you doing?
I am great. I am at one of my favorite places on the planet, Pebble Beach. I'm ready for a great U.S. Open, which should be a fantastic tournament, and I can't wait for this thing to get started.
Well, let's talk about two things, and we're talking about course setup specifically. First of all, are there opportunities to really put good numbers up, or is this a U.S. Open in which they make the putting greens like gymnasium floors and they burn out everything?
I really think that you're going to see some good scores this week, and for two reasons. First of all, the course is playing less than 7,100 yards, 7,075 yards on the scorecard. That's basically a pitch and putt for these guys today. I mean, Brooks Koepka said he won't hit more than four drivers in any round, and I would bet that most of the big hitters are about the same way, if that number. So you're going to see a lot of irons off the tee. It's going to be keeping it in play, but remember, these guys can hit four or five irons into the middle of the fairway, and they can hit them 250 yards. So they should still be able to have wedges or short irons into the green. So, yes, I think they can score on this golf course. The second part of that is we've seen the USGA get nasty over the last few years. Shinnecock, after they promised the greens wouldn't bake out, they baked out once again, and they got rock hard. Well, this year, Mike Davis, the executive director of the USGA, has stepped down in his role as setting up the golf course, and John Bodenhamer is now taking over that role. And I can't imagine that he wants the same public image right off the bat that Mike Davis has had for so many years. And I just think they're going to err on the side of caution instead of having the players revolt against them. Once again, I really believe that the USGA does not want to mess up their championship and certainly doesn't want to mess up such a beautiful place as Pebble Beach and have any sort of lingering bad aftertaste after this one.
Brooks Koepka had some strong words, and to maybe just put it in the Cliff Notes version, if you're complaining about the course, just shut up. He's tired of hearing it. So Brooks Koepka has become the boisterous badass on the golf circuit, right?
It's a good way to put it. I thought yesterday, and I know Brooks gets a reputation of being not that personable and, you know, sort of a golfing machine, golfing robot. I thought yesterday was his best press conference that he's ever had. He was open. He was honest. He was affable. He was likable. And I know he wants to have this chip on his shoulder that nobody wants him to win and no one thinks he can do it. He brought up a promo from Fox. Fox has done four different promos for the U.S. Open, and three of them included Brooks Koepka, but he happened to see the one that didn't include him and suggested someone should have been fired for not having him in there. And look, if that fuels him, if that motivates him, good for him. Last month it was Brandel Chamblee making a comment saying he needed to see more from Koepka to see if he was one of the best players in the world. And Koepka's this kind of guy that he wants people – I really do think he wants everyone to like him. And I think he doesn't quite understand why he isn't a bigger star and isn't loved more. And now he's just wearing that as a badge of honor. And he's saying, look, if you guys don't want to like me, you don't want to root for me, that's fine. I'm just going to go out and win all the time.
Well, that's kind of my next question. So when Brooks Koepka, who has just stormed onto the golf scene, has won U.S. Opens, has won majors, what is it going to take for us as an American public or a golf-consuming public even to say, this guy's great, this guy's a real deal?
I've argued this on Twitter with a lot of people over the last couple of months where they say, I don't like Brooks Koepka. He doesn't play with emotion. He's not fun to watch. He's just boring. I said, honestly, he's the closest thing to Tiger that we've seen since Tiger in his prime. And it's really interesting to me the dichotomy between people who absolutely go bananas for Tiger and love watching Tiger, and yet they see Koepka and they go, I don't know, not that into it. This is a guy with absolute tunnel vision on the golf course. He's obviously very driven. He wants to be better than everybody else. He's got a little ego about it, got a little cockiness to him, but that's okay. Emotionless, I can see at times, but quite frankly, if that's not your personality, that's not your personality. I mean, not everyone's going to pump their fist after making a 5-foot par putt. You know, he's sort of acting like he'd been there before. I feel like too often as sports fans, we criticize too much when there's too much celebration. We saw that from the U.S. women's soccer team yesterday. We've seen that from players getting the end zone in a football game. They dance too much. People go, oh, why are they celebrating so much? Well, Koepka doesn't celebrate enough, and he gets criticized for that. So you can't have it both ways. I do think that if he is somehow able to win a third straight U.S. Open this week and a fifth major championship in the last few years, that suddenly people will stand up on Sunday and say, okay, we're watching greatness unfold before our eyes. And at some point, we have to appreciate and understand what's happening right now.
It is so difficult to win one major, much less numerous. So the odds are heavily stacked against Brooks Koepka, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Considering only one player, Willie Anderson, has done that, and it's not exactly in the modern era, that, certainly the odds are stacked against Brooks Koepka this week.
So that being said, I know Brooks Koepka is one of the favorites coming in. Tiger is like the fourth highest bet golfer coming into this. Why is Tiger bet so highly when, you know, the last few U.S. Opens, he has flamed out terribly?
Well, first of all, Tiger's always going to have lower odds than other players, other comparable players, no matter how he's playing. I mean, people are going to bet on Tiger Woods just because he's Tiger Woods and people want to see him win, betting as much with their hearts as their heads. And, of course, that will change the number. That will change the line on Tiger. So I understand that part of it. And again, you have to go back to what happened here 19 years ago. I mean, this guy put on perhaps the most dominating four-round performance in golf history. And I asked him yesterday if there was anything that he could take from that week 19 years ago to this week to help him try to win this tournament. I was surprised. I thought he'd say, no, come on, that was a long time ago, and the course has changed, my swing has changed, nothing's going to be the same. Instead, he said, yeah, you know, I missed in all the right places. I took really good angles that week. I was able to get up and down. And the other part of this that I think a lot of players don't quite understand if they haven't been in the heat of the battle of the U.S. Open is you can make mistakes. I think we all look back at Tiger Woods in 2000 and said, man, he was flawless. He was so good that week. He made a triple bogey and six bogeys that week. He was not flawless. He just made birdies when he needed to. And like you said, he missed in the right spots and was able to strategize his way around the golf course. So I think armed with the knowledge that he doesn't need to be perfect this week, I think that's going to help Tiger a lot.
Give me a couple other storylines that I want to pay attention to this week as we begin play tomorrow.
Well, Tiger's always 1A, but I think a very close 1B this week is Phil Mickelson. He's won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am 5 times. I'm not sure there's much of a correlation to that birdie fest in February to the U.S. Open, which is a much harder test in June. But going after the career slam, I think that's obviously a really good storyline. I don't think Phil Mickelson's going to come very close this week, but if he does, definitely something to watch. He turns 49 years old on Sunday. Dustin Johnson has been very good over the years on this golf course. He's obviously one of the favorites for a good reason and would not surprise me to be up there. And I'll throw Rory McIlroy off his win last week in convincing fashion at the Canadian Open, looking for a first major in 5 years. Then Jordan Spieth, who's been quote-unquote slumping over the last year or so, hasn't played his best golf, but he's got 3 straight top 10 finishes. I really like Jordan Spieth this week.
Excellent stuff, Jason. We appreciate it. We'll chat again real soon, okay?
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the tournament this week.
Absolutely. Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Jason Sobel, senior writer for the Action Network. He is live. He's at the U.S. Open, Pebble Beach. Beautiful setting for the U.S. Open, and it should be a good week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.